And Trump seemed to have at one point thought that this was his opportunity to do so, but he's seeing that the optics aren't very good and that people, including the United States in his own party, are not, or at least supporters or voters of his party, aren't on board.
Well, and you hear that, you hear the MAGA people, like, who, you know the types I'm talking about, who, like, lick President Trump's feet wherever he walks. Oh, it's the narco terrorists. Like, that's what we're stopping. It's the Venezuelan child trafficking operation. At newsflash, the United States is one of the largest purveyors of child trafficking in the world, Guatemala, but why Ukraine? Ukraine is a massive child trafficking operation, yet we can pick and choose like who we defend in all of this. It's all garbage. We all know it's about the oil and the Chinese help, who have helped, of course, to try to actually refine some of this oil, which, is not the best oil in the world when it's pulled out of the ground. It requires quite a bit of refining, and the Chinese have been able to help. So the Chinese sphere of influence in Latin America, the oil, the Chinese, the Russians' sphere of influence there. This is exactly why the Trump administration seems to be moving in this direction. Sorry to just monologue there, but I feel like for anyone still falling for the drug argument, they need to get their heads examined.
Right, because we have reports. We have reports that the United States itself relies on. They have their own DEA reports. They have reports that are put out on different countries by the State Department. We have the UN World Drug Reports and reports by the EU that are all elaborated with the help of the different governments of the region. And Venezuela has not factored in any significant way into any of the main, most credible drug reports, even though we know that these drug reports can be used in a political way, in a politicized